This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois cannabis sales continue to grow, but some newer industry players are trying to catch up. My colleague Alex Degman reports the state's annual cannabis report shows 82 new dispensaries opened during the last fiscal year ending in July. Licenses went to social equity applicants, and this was a big component of the state's legalization push, giving more industry opportunities to people who were harmed by past marijuana laws. Meantime, revenue is lagging. A cannabis disparity study published earlier this year notes social equity applicants accounted for nearly two-thirds of all active licenses, but just 12% of the revenue in 2023. That's up from 0.1% of revenue in 2022. Hundreds of Chicago parents gathered this morning to hear from candidates for school board. My colleague Sarah Karp reports some parents wanted to know what the candidates thought about discipline, Black student achievement, and bilingual education. Amina Silla said she was thrilled to hear from candidates.
This just means so much to us to have these people to tell us exactly what they're going to do. And like you say, we're going to vote them in, we'll vote them back out. We have to make sure that they're doing the right things.
This is the first ever Chicago school board election, and organizers encouraged parents to make sure their friends and relatives know how to vote. Election day is November 5th. A new play for children takes a creative spin on incarceration. My colleague Mike Davis reports Milo Imagines the World at the Chicago Children's Theater stars 13-year-old actor Ian Thigpen as Milo. It takes place on his weekly subway ride.
My show is about a boy who has a sister, and they go to this train station every single week, and he has a great imagination where he sees so many people in the train station and draws them and thinks of what they could be. And when they arrive to their destination, we see the mom in orange clothes, and she's in prison.
Milo runs in Chicago until November 14th, then heads on to Omaha and Minneapolis. It will feel like summer this weekend, with temperatures expected to be in the low to high 70s. Here's National Weather Service meteorologist Brett Borkhart.
There's a big high pressure system parked over the eastern United States. When we have high pressure systems, we typically have pleasant weather, and that is what we're expecting this weekend.
Borkhart says these big swings in temperature are normal.
October and November especially. So this is pretty normal. It's normal to go up and down. It just seems like we've been more on the up lately, and hopefully we can hold on to that as long as we can.
A cold front is expected to come through in the middle of next week. Weather right now, sunny and pleasant, a high in the upper 60s, and then chilly tonight with a low in the low 40s. Saturday, sunshine, 72 degrees, and then sunny and upper 70s on Sunday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.